I thought I'd send you something. Something special. Something really special. But as the title says, you need to use headphones. Why? Because I fucking say so. That's why. I'm joking. I'm just kidding. But you really need to listen to this with headphones. If you can't right now, you really need to stop this file and come back to it when you can. It might get a bit embarrassing if anyone were to hear this. And I'm not out to embarrass you. Far from it. Stop right now, if you have to. If not, sit back. Keep working. Well, if you can, that is. And just listen. Okay, good. Now, I want to just talk for you. And I want you to let me know that you're listening too. I don't want you to tell me. Just give me a nod and a smile right now, and I'll know. I will see you putting your headphones on from my desk. And when you signal, I'll know that you're listening. I want to know that you're listening. Because I know what's coming. And I want to watch you while you listen. While you listen to me. While you try to act like you're still working. Still doing what you should be doing at work. But I'll know. Better. I'll know that your mind will be somewhere else. Somewhere better. Somewhere exciting. With me. And my words. I want to see what that does to you. How that makes you react. How it makes you feel. You might squirm. Hey, you might even come. There's a rule, okay? Just one. One small, simple rule. You cannot, even for a second, touch your cock. I know you're at work. Others are at work too. You would never touch yourself like that. Out in the open. But you're going to want to. Oh, fuck. I'm going to want to. I'm going to have to control myself too, baby. As I glance over and see you. But I'm serious. No touching. Not for you. Not just now. Just listen and try to get through this without touching. Big, gorgeous cock. Okay. Good. Now, I recorded this. Well, I started recording this to send to you as a little tease. Just a little file. To keep your spirits and your cock up for me while we work. I got the idea from that porn scene we watched. The one in the office where the guy fucking drenched her face with his cum. You know the one. I bet you remember fucking plastering my face with your cum straight afterwards too. But I remember that she left him a note at the start. Telling the guy how much she wanted to fuck him. Right there where they worked. And, well, my mind started wandering. And I thought I'd have some fun. And give you some fun. Give you something to think about. And squirm about while we work. I mean, I was just going to send a voice message to your phone, but well, we started all this here at work. I'm sure you remember. When you came for me here at work. Came so fucking hard for me. Oh, I know that you remember. I think about it all the time. Here at work, while I watch you typing away. It gets me so horny. And everything we've done since then too. That's you sit there at your desk, trying to keep control, trying to appear normal, as though everything is normal. I want to talk about us. We do, and what I wanna do, and well, I'll get to that later, but I promise, if you keep listening, love this, and so are you. There might be a little reward too, baby, just for you, if you listen and do as I say. You might just get that reward. So bad, it almost hurts. And you will have it. Just what you want. And I want it too. That's why I know that you'll get it. You're going to listen. And listen good, and do as I say. Just like always. And when you do, and only when you do, you'll get your reward. Oh, I love how good you are, how willing you are. I love it how I only have to say something once, and you just do it. Like when I tell you not to come. Oh, I know I don't say it a lot. I fucking love having you come. But when I can see that you're close, when I'm riding you, fucking you, grinding my hot, wet pussy down on you, and I tell you not to come, tell you to hold on to that big load, just until, and I can see that you want to come. Oh, I can see that you want to fuck that come right into me as I thrust down on you. And you don't. You don't come. Not until I say so. And I fucking love that. Not in a psycho, overly controlling way. No, no. You know what I mean, baby. I make it so much better for you two. I know what you want. You see, baby, I know. I know that you just need a little bit of direction and guidance to get the most out of it. And I fucking love that you go with it too. Love it. It shows how good we are. How good you are. How strong you are for doing it. That's right. Not every guy could give themselves to me. Not like you. Every guy would get so much of what they want, what they need, that they fucking love to, baby. Like I said, just exactly what you want. So, back to the real reason for this. To tell you how I feel about you. To tell you how I feel about your body and your face. Smile. And most of all, your cock. Oh, I know how it makes you feel when I talk like this. And I'm going to love watching you listen to. I love to watch you squirm, to watch you sit there idly looking into the distance while you stroke. You didn't know that, did you, baby? I have seen you playing, fondling, stroking that big dick when you think I'm in the shower, then looking all surprised as I walk in and find you all flustered and still hard. Oh, I don't watch for long though, baby. You see, you and that lovely thick cock are always on my mind. I see you getting all worked up like that. I can't leave you to it. No, can I? so much more. I'm already hot for you. You know that. But when I see your cock and your face starting to flush as you play with yourself, I can only watch for a minute or so. Then you're all mine. You and that cock, all mine, oh, you all hard for me right now, baby. I fucking hope so. You don't want me to have to come over. Make you hard, do you? You'd like that, wouldn't you? To have me put down my work, glance over to you, slowly raise a finger to my mouth, and get up out of my chair, slowly, seductively, walk over to you, drop my pen right beside you, and slowly bend to pick it up, letting out a soft moan as I bend, showing you my ass. You'd like that, baby. You'd fucking love it. So would I. I love making you hard. Anything. You and that rock hard cock. That's what I love. And that's what you're going to give me. That's right. You're going to give it to me. You're going to give me everything. All of you. All of your cock. And you're going to keep giving it to me. You love giving it to me. And you're not going to stop. Until I say so. Cock. Your cock. Your big, strong, straining cock. I can almost feel it. Feel it. Right now, as I talk. Oh. I can almost taste it. As it grows. And throbs. And twitches. God. I love it. Love it. Your cock. weight points right in the air. The veins almost popping out, glistening as your pre-cum starts to flow. How it curves. Oh, so slightly back towards you. How it feels in your pants. In my hand. In my mouth. Love it. And it's all mine. God, I'm getting wet right now talking like this. Thinking of you squirming at your desk, listening to me. Stroking you. Of me. Sucking you. And fucking you. Oh. I can't wait. Can't wait to get you all. Just you, me, and your cock. Oh, the things we could do. Okay, let me tell you what we're going to do. What I'm going to do. You just sit back. Keep working. Well, keep looking as if you are working. And listen up. If you're as turned on as I am right now, as you listen, really need to keep those hands away from your cock, okay? I want to turn you on, but I don't want you getting fired now, do I? Okay, here's what I want. You to fuck me. I know we fuck all the time, but this time it's different. I want you to go straight home after work, hit the shower, and get yourself naked on the couch, not on the bed. And when I get there, I want you to let me in naked. I'm going to be naked too, soon enough. I'm going to sit you down on the couch, then strip for you, not slow, fast, hurried, hungry, then I'm going need to go down to my knees and crawl to you. No words. Just crawl right over to you and take you deep in my mouth. I'm going to suck your cock just as you like it. Deep. Slow at first. I'm going to cup your balls. As your cock grows bigger in my mouth. And I'm going to moan and groan as I suck you. Feeling you getting bigger and stronger for me. Just when you think that this couldn't get any better. And your cock starts to twitch. I'm going to stop. I'm going to let go of that big, strong cock. Look you straight in the eye. As you enter me, slowly at first, then I'm going to move my hips and my ass as I start to grind and ride. Deep down on your cock. You're big. Hard, swollen cock. As I start to speed up, to ride you harder, my clit starts to tingle. But I don't want that yet. Not yet. I'll climb off you and kneel. In the air, slowly shaking as I tell you to fuck me. Fuck me. That's it. You're going to fuck me. You're going to fuck me deep and hard. You're going to grab onto my hips and drive that cock in and out of me as if you're possessed. Possessed by lust, by desire to fuck me as my legs start to quiver. I stop you again. You don't get to come. Not just yet. I lay back, my ass slightly past the edge of the couch. I reach down to my aching and soaking pussy. I'm going to look you straight in the eye again and give you that reward. That reward that you've been yearning for. That I've been yearning for too. Right at this moment, I am going to tell you, beg you, order you to come. You to fuck me gently at first, but I want you to look me in the eye as you start to thrust. I am going. Building it up, building us both up. When I feel my legs start to shake and my clit starts to harden and my eyes start to roll, I'm going to yell at you to fuck me. Fuck me hard, to fucking let yourself go, and pound me with that cock. And as I finally let go and explode around you, I'm going to tell you to come. Inside me, deep inside me, to come in my pussy, to fuck me as hard as you can, and fucking come for me, with me, in me. You are going to love it. Well, I hope that this helped you have a good day at work, baby. I can just imagine you sitting there, all hot and bothered, as you pretend to type away. I hope nobody saw you. Apart from me, that is. And, well, I hope you had a good time listening to me. Did you have a good time? Huh. Did you? Did you come? I'd love it if you did, baby. Make sure nobody sees if you did. Be a good boy and get back to work. a little wave. Oh, I will be watching. Just you get back to work for now. And remember all the things I said. Tonight, baby. Tonight.